We're going to hear next about a parliamentary candidate in this month's Israeli elections who faces tough questions about where his loyalties lie. He is an Arab Israeli, like 20% of the country's voters, but he's running with a mainstream Jewish party. NPR's Emily Harris has his profile.
Israeli sports fans have known Zuhair Bahlul for ages. Now 63 years old, Bahlul built a successful career sportscasting on Israeli TV. But he decided to go into politics because of last summer's war in Gaza.
In the last war, the relationship between Arab and Jews was in a crisis, in a very deep crisis.
Angry feelings ran deep between Israeli Jews and Arabs, bursting sometimes into threatening confrontations. Bahlul appeared as a commentator on Israeli news programs, trying to bridge the divide.
I was so sad about the confrontation between the both sides. And I find myself as a broker between the both sides, the Arab and the Jews.
When he decided to run for parliament, he says he considered joining an Arab-Israeli party, but he went with a mainstream Jewish Israeli party, Labor.
I decided that I am going to the Labor. From the simple decision, the Labor Party is in the middle, and I want to be in the middle.
He made that pitch recently at a community meeting in Abu Ghosh, an Arab-Israeli town near Jerusalem.
Assalamu alaikum.
Bahlul told the room full of men he sees himself as a symbol of consensus between Israeli Arabs and Jews, a pragmatic realist who wants Israel to value its Arab citizens more. But his joining the Labor Party didn't go over so well. Voter Mohammed Abdulrahman says he sees no difference between the mainstream left and right parties in Israel, and he won't vote for either.
Democracy means voting for someone who represents your views, your thinking. As a person, Zuhair Bahlul represents my ambitions, but not the party he joined.
Arab Israelis have served in parliament as members of predominantly Jewish parties before, but Jafar Farah, head of the Advocacy Center for Arab Citizens in Israel, says Bahlul will face the common question of whose side he's really on.
I know that he feels a proud Palestinian. I know that he wants to get the rights of the community. I know him for the last 25 years. But unfortunately, many people, especially the ones that need to participate in this political game in Israel, need to compromise.
Bahlul says he is Arab and Palestinian first, then Israeli. I ask him how he succeeded in Israel when many Arabs have not. Bahlul calls the question explosive, but acknowledges he's better off than the majority of Arab Israelis.
Because, you know, there is needs in Israel for some excellent Arab people in Israel. Some. And I took my opportunity. But the measure, Arab people has not the real opportunities in Israel.
Haifa University political science professor Asad Ghanem says Bahlul will have little influence as an Arab Israeli in a mainly Jewish party. But under the current government, he says, Arab parties don't either.
If you want really to change who governs in Israel instead of Netanyahu, then the only alternative that we have is to work in some kind of close relationship with the Israeli center and the Israeli left.
That's where Zuhair Bahlul intends to begin. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.